From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey everybody, it's Friday, September 24th, 2021. Happy birthday to you. It's somebody's birthday all around the world. 50 states, 43 countries, listening to your daily Tough Love Kvetchathon from the city of San Fran Fentanyl, San Francisco, here in Kami Fournier. Hey, new listeners, how are you doing? New listeners, this is a different daily micropod. You have never heard a show like this before. Regular listeners, I love you. You know what the drill is, everybody. So, everybody, I'm doing San Francisco Dam since April 2020, and today is the start of a new phase. There are over 600 of these shows. That's right. I'm a very diligent artist. Those of you in San Francisco who know me, you know how diligent I am as an artist. So over 600 shows, basically demystifying what I would call a slow demolition of San Francisco since the COVID-19 shelter-in-place emergency started March 2020, and the mayor said anybody could shelter-in-place on the sidewalk. We San Francisco people know what has been going down here, and new listeners, just go ahead and scroll the show list. You will see that I have laid it all out.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrag.
Insanity is doing the same thing and wanting a different result. So here today is the beginning of San Francisco nostalgia on the San Francisco Dam platform. And I'm very happy to say I'm starting the nostalgia platform with one of my favorite spaces in San Francisco, Cafe International. Hi, Zara. Cafe International. And this is not a commercial. This is coming from my heart. San Francisco is, it's an interesting city going through changes, and it still has Cafe International. Cafe International is a gem. It's in the Lower Haight District, Haight at Fillmore, the historic Lower Haight. That is a district that I lived in. When I first came to San Francisco, I loved it. It was sort of like a black neighborhood, and then artists and people of different races. It was great little soul food restaurants, little art spaces. It was real funky. And then there was Cafe International, which currently stands. It's a legacy business, so that is so fabulous. Cafe International is at 508 Haight. Now, Cafe International is a, it's hard to describe, but it's a coffee shop. You were able to get really good food. And more importantly, it's like a neighborhood cultural center. I would perform there so many times. There was the open mic, Friday open mic. I performed there many times. I've had my art on the wall. I was selling art in the window. Zara would let me do whatever I want. It is a place where international travelers go, where funky, cool people go, where tech people go. I think everybody who has lived in San Francisco for more than 10 years has gone to Cafe International. And in order to keep a business open, you really have to be a brave person. Zara is a brave woman. She would crack me up because she would really handle people trying to exploit her toilets. Now, if you didn't know, new listeners, San Francisco has a drug problem. We got a junkie epidemic.
This is sexist, womanist, bohemian excellence. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrag.
And it wasn't so bad back in the day, but people would try to get up to shenanigans in her bathroom, and she wasn't having any of it. And in the back, there's this beautiful outdoor patio with these wonderful murals, African art. It's, you need to go to Cafe International because this is what San Francisco was, and it is still because it's a legacy business. It's a must visit. I have so many memories of Cafe International when I lived in the Haight in the 80s and the 90s. All good. I don't have any negative stories about Cafe International. And if you've listened to any of these shows, you know that's surprising because I'm the queen of the kvetch. Kvetch, that's Yiddish for complaining. I have no complaints about Cafe International. So I'm happy to begin my San Francisco nostalgia phase of the San Francisco Dam Daily Micropod platform, paying homage, showing love, and letting everybody know how great I think Cafe International is and how happy I am that it continues to exist. And it is ran by a woman of color in a city that has less and less brown people every day. Okay, everybody, so there you go. A nice, sweet show. I'm not kvetching about junkies. I'm not kvetching about phonies. Nothing like that. Please, when you're in San Francisco, check out Cafe International. And I did say it's not a commercial. Zara doesn't even know I'm doing this. She's listening to this after the fact. And that's how I will be presenting my nostalgia series, non-commercial. All right, everybody. I thank you for listening. Thank you for your endorsement. Make sure to subscribe. It's free. I love you. Guess what? I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco, damn.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening. San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs. No namby-pamby permission necessary.